Congressman John Sarbanes says the need for campaign finance reform has never been more urgent. The Maryland Democrat met today with supporters in Portland who are promoting a November state ballot question they say will help taxpayer-financed candidates compete with their privately funded opponents. And Sarbanes says his own Government by the People bill has already attracted more than 140 co-sponsors from both parties. A.J. Higgins reports.
Sarbanes wants Americans to start looking at national campaign reform a little differently. Instead of viewing Congress as an institution, he says voters would be better served by considering it as a commodity.
What it really comes down to, conceptually, is this idea of somebody's going to own the government.
Under current law, Sarbanes says that somebody could be wealthy private interests that channel huge amounts of money to congressional campaigns and powerful political action committees. And he says that process produces a Congress that listens more intently to its donors than its voters. To illustrate the influence of lobbyists, he creates an image of a newly elected congressman who boards a train for Washington, carrying a box filled with ballots from the recently won race.
Somewhere along the way on this journey to Washington, those lobbyists get on the train, and they take that ballot box, and they put it on the floor next to them, and they sit next to the candidate, you know, who is bringing that ballot box with them to present to the sergeant of arms and say, I deserve to be here. I represent the people. And they take that ballot box, they put it on the floor, they sit down in the seat next to that candidate and say, we'll take it from here.
Under Sarbanes' bill, U.S. House candidates could choose to limit contributions to their campaigns to no more than $1,000. Then, for each contribution of $150 or less from a district voter, the candidate would receive public funds at a 6-to-1 ratio. Candidates would not be able to accept political action committee contributions unless the PACs raised their money in contributions of $150 or less. Sarbanes' bill would provide additional funds for candidates who could raise at least $50,000 in small donations during the last 60 days of the campaign cycle and would also provide every American with a $25 refundable tax credit to spur small campaign donations.
And we did this because we realized that in a world where our Supreme Court has declared that money is speech, we had to find a way to make sure that people of modest means have speech. So the $25 refundable tax credit is a critical component in terms of bringing more Americans onto the funding side of the equation.
Any method of public campaign financing that incentivizes small donor contributions is worth pursuing, according to Peter Mills, the executive director of the Maine Turnpike Authority and a longtime supporter and participant of Maine's clean election system.
There is something to be said for a bite-sized democracy, that is, for taking things on in small doses, focusing on them, getting them passed, and then moving on to the next stage. There's power in that.
Mills, who served as a Republican in the legislature, was among those attending a roundtable discussion on campaign spending with Sarbanes at the University of Southern Maine. He and other panelists say the congressman's national approach complements a proposal on the state ballot this fall that beefs up disclosure requirements under Maine's public campaign finance law and also provides more money, $1 million, to the Clean Elections Fund. Jill Ward, president of the League of Women Voters of Maine, says while some voters may be cynical about efforts to limit the influence of big money in politics, she believes Mainers are still hungry for change.
In my conversations, I am encountering that level of cynicism, but also people want to find a way out of it. I mean, they don't want to give up on this idea that when they go to the polls, they're a meaningful participant in what's going on in the community, in the state, in the country.
After the morning meeting at USM, Congressman Sarbanes and Maine Clean Elections advocates headed down east to Bar Harbor for a second roundtable discussion. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.